Iraq's troubles have been overshadowed in recent days by the latest conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Today, Israeli warplanes struck a Lebanese army base outside Beirut, killing at least 16 people. Hezbollah fired more rockets into Israel. Several reportedly hit the northern Israeli city of Haifa. There was no word on casualties there.
In the midst of ongoing hostilities, diplomatic efforts are gaining pace. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is proposing that a multinational security force be deployed to southern Lebanon. And the State Department announced that U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will travel to the region. There's no word yet on the timing of her trip.
As hostilities now enter a seventh day, Israel continues to insist that Hezbollah militants release two captive Israeli soldiers. Officials say the offensive against Hezbollah could take a few more weeks, and they won't rule out a massive ground invasion of Lebanon. For his part, Lebanon's prime minister says Israel has inflicted billions of dollars of damage on Lebanon's infrastructure, and he accused Israel of trying to take his country back 50 years.